Eureka by John Thomas, Volume 1. Chapter 3, Section 3, Part 2. The Amen. This seventh epistle, like the others, is from the Spirit, who styles himself the Amen, the witness faithful and true, and the beginning of the creation of the Deity. We have already expounded the title indicated by the Amen on page 187. Jesus, by the transforming energy of the Father Deity, became Spirit, and is now the Lord the Spirit. Speaking some 60 years and upwards after the event of transformation, he said to John in Patmos, "I am the first and the last and the living one, and I have been dead, and behold, I am living for the aeons of the aeons. Amen." He was the individual Amen, the incarnation of faithfulness, and therefore the witness faithful and true, the Amen witness. For, saith Paul in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 19, "The Son of the Deity, Jesus anointed, who was preached among you through us, through me, Silvanus, and Timothy, he was not yea and nay, but in him was yea, for all the promises of Deity in him are the yea, and in him the Amen, to the Deity with glory through us." All the promises of the Deity in Jesus are the Amen. This is the definition of the individual Amen contained in this passage from Paul. Now, if only some promises were fulfilled in Jesus, such as those pertaining to the sufferings of the Anointed One, and some others, such as those relating to the good things promised to Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem, and the glory consequent thereon, are never fulfilled in and through him, then instead of Jesus being the Amen, he would be the yea and the nay. And if the promises concerning the sufferings and glory are not at all fulfilled in him, then he would be tohu, the nay. But some have been fulfilled in him, and all the rest of the promises will yet be accomplished in him. And therefore he is tonai, the yea, and to amen, the amen, or the truth and faithfulness itself. When, therefore, the glorified Jesus says to the star angel presbytery of the ecclesia of the Laodiceans, and through it to all that generation of ecclesias, and to us of these later times, in fellowship with them, through belief of the same things they received, when he says he is the Amen, it is equivalent to saying that all the promises not fulfilled in his first coming will assuredly be accomplished when he comes again, and that this advent with glory is as certain as the existence of the Deity, which none but a fool would call in question. All the promises fulfilled in and through Jesus are the Amen. All who do not recognize this, do not accept him as the Amen, and therefore, in effect, charge the deity with unfaithfulness. For apart from Jesus anointed, they will never be performed. I am the truth, said Jesus, that is, all the truth spoken by the Eternal Spirit receives incarnate fulfilment in, by, and through him. And all this to the deity with glory, to the manifestation of the deity in his sons with glory, styled by Paul elsewhere, the manifestation of the sons of the deity, which is the full development of the great mystery of godliness, deity manifested in flesh.